Back now to the second hour of our cantorial special for Rosh Hashanah. Our next selection will be, appropriately, Hayom Haras Olam. Today is the birthday of the world. It will be sung by Moshe Oysher. Moshe Oysher with Hayom Haras Olam. Following that is Areshes Sifoseinu. It will be sung by Pierre Pinchik.
Reshe se foseno
Pierre Pinchuk with Oresha Sifoseinu. We now come to the Zichronos section and begin with Label Waldman with Va'al Hamadinos Bo Ye Omer. Regarding countries, it is said on this day which is destined for the sword and which for peace, which for hunger and which for abundance. Oh, That was Leibel Waldman together with the Oscar Julius Quartet. We'll next hear David Kusevitzky with Va'al Yedei Haloch V'Korosor B'Ozne Yerushalayim Lemor. David Kusevitsky. We'll conclude the Zichrono section with Moshe Stern singing Elokeinu ve'elokei avoseinu zochreinu v'zikaron tov lefoinecha. We have a technical problem, which we will, which we're working on. We'll be with you in 1 second.
Zikoroin toi velefone vecho ufogideinu biviku vudoas yishuva verachami misheme
Lass uns retten.
That was Moshe Stern. Now to the Shofros section with Moshe Gonchar singing Ator Niglesor.
Yeah.
Moshe Gontchov with Atoni Glazer. We conclude the show for us with Yosla Rosenblatt singing Elo Keinu Velekei Avotenu Tekar B'Shofar Gadol L'Cheruseinu.
Oh,
Gessler Rosenblatt. Following Modim, we come to Ovinu Malkeinu Zechor Rachamechor. Let's hear Moshe Kusevitzky. Ovinu Malkeinu Zechor Rachamechor, our Father, our King, remember your compassion and suppress your anger. Moshe Kusevitsky, Avinu Malkeinu Zechor Rachamecha. Following the Birkas Kohanim inserted into the bracha of Sim Shalom, we come to Hayom Ta'am Seinu, which will be sung by David Reitman.
I'm
Hayom Tzam Seinu was sung by David Reutman, and this is David Kusevitzky with the Kaddish Shalem. He's singing his own composition, accompanied by the Herman Zales Choir. And this is Charlie Bernhout, hoping that you've enjoyed these 2 hours of Jewish Soul, a special Rosh Hashanah Chazonus special. Yossi Beer, on behalf of my audience, I thank you again. And on behalf of me also, I thank you so much for the great effort that you have made in putting together this excellent, excellent program. I point out to my listeners that next week we'll have a 2-hour cantorial special for Yom Kippur. The following week thereafter, there'll be a special program for Sukkot. It'll be back to our regular programming, though. 1 hour in the beginning with a mixture, and the second hour will be Chazonus, but most of the music will be pertaining to Sukkot. And then the following week, a very similar type of program for Simchas Torah. That's right. We're coming up to 10 p.m. I hope that you enjoyed the cantorial selections this evening. We wish you certainly a year of good health and happiness. And if you wish to contact me, it's very simple. Box 711, Box 711. Milburn, M-I-L-L-B-U-R-N. That's Milburn, New Jersey, 07041. I'll be here for a few minutes in the studio at 201-761-9768. 201-761-9768. David Kusevitzky with his Kaddish Shalem. Once again, this is Charlie Bernhout, hoping that you've enjoyed this special. Good evening, Rabbi.
Good evening, Charlie. On Rosh Hashanah, we commemorate the birthday of man. The creation of the world took 6 days. Creation started on the 25th of Elul and ended on the 1st of Tishrei when Adam was created. It is remarkable, therefore, to note that the anniversary of creation, Rosh Hashanah, or the beginning of the year, was ordained by our Torah to be celebrated on the first day of Tishrei. In other words, the anniversary of creation is reckoned not according to the first day, but according to the sixth day, the birthday of Adam. The significance of the sixth day, the birthday of Adam, does not lie in the fact that another new creature was added to creation, even if this creature was one plane higher than the rest of the animal kingdom, as the animal is higher than plant life and plants are higher than minerals. The significance lies in that the new creature, Adam and also Eve, were qualitatively different than others. It was man who first recognized the Creator. As the Medrash relates, on the day he was created, Adam was approached by all the animals who bowed to him in the mistaken belief that he, Adam, had created them. Adam said to them, "Do you think it is I who created you? Come, let us worship, bow down, and kneel before God our Maker." Thus it was Adam who brought to fulfillment God's ultimate purpose in creating the world, that to the entire creation come to recognize and praise the Almighty. The prime distinguishing feature which sets man apart from all other creatures is the free choice of action which God gave him. Unlike the animals who blindly follow their inborn instincts, a human has complete free will, which he can use for either of two purposes. He may, God forbid, choose the path of self-destruction and the destruction of everything around him, or he can choose the right way of life, the way of Torah and mitzvos. Only by choosing the latter path can he elevate himself and, like Adam, elevate the rest of creation to the highest possible degree of perfection. Such is man's birthright. Such is his choice. It is somewhat difficult for an individual to picture oneself as holding such tremendous powers of building and destruction in his grasp. Yet we have seen to our sorrow what enormous powers of destruction lie within even a small quantity of matter when its inherent or nuclear energy is released. If such power is concealed in a small quantity of matter for destructive purposes, in denial of the design and purpose of creation, how much greater must be the latent creative power available to every individual who tries to work in harmony with the divine purpose. We have indeed been granted special abilities and opportunities to attain the goal for which we were created, namely, to bring the world to a state in which, as we say on Rosh Hashanah, each creature shall recognize that you did create him, and every breathing soul shall declare, God, the God of Israel, is king, and his reign is supreme over all. Thank you, and Aksiru Vachsima Tova to all of you.
Thank you, Rabbi. That was Rabbi Shalom Gordon of Congregation Avat Zion at 421 Boyden Avenue in Maplewood, New Jersey, with his weekly commentary.